Today's scripture is John chapter 6, verse 53 to 54. So Jesus said to them, "Truly, truly, I say to you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in yourself. He who eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him up on the last day. For my flesh is true food and my blood is true drink. Amen."
Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, on last Thanksgiving Day, our shepherd led the Holy Communion, and I was distributing bread and grape juice in the fourth sanctuary. There I saw little kids. Those little girls were looking at the tray I was holding with the eyes of expectation while I was distributing bread and grape juice to the kids in the front. Those bread and juice were so sweet and delicious to them. How cute and lovely they were. They made me smile. Then suddenly I thought, how happy would going this way of eternal life be if we have a longing heart to eat the flesh and drink the blood of the Son of Man like this much. The way to New Jerusalem will feel like a broad way. So at this time, I'd like to preach about the spiritual meaning of eating the flesh and drinking the blood of the Son of Man, and two things that we have to remember. Through this message, I hope you can eat the flesh and drink the blood of the Son of Man diligently and joyfully so that you can take the eternal life perfectly in the name of our Lord. Dear brothers and sisters in the Lord, what is it to eat the flesh of the Son of Man? As our shepherd explained, it is to take in the word of God in our heart. However, why is the flesh of the Son of Man the word? The Son of Man indicates Jesus himself, who came to this earth as a human being. John verse 1, chapter 1, verse 1 says, "The Word was God." And John 1:14 says, "And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us." So the flesh of the Son of Man is the Word. However, taking in the Word of God is not just to know the words of the Bible as knowledge, as you know well. It is to cultivate the Word in our hearts and spirit. This is taking in the Word of God. For example, our Lord said to hate your enemies. If you do not just know the Word, but actually become loving your enemies, it is taking in the Word of God in your heart. For that, we must drink his blood at the same time. That is, we must practice the word with faith. Here, to practice the word with faith is not just doing these outwardly. It is to act with faith from the heart. What is the faith, then? When you practice the word, you reach salvation and you receive reward in heaven. You should believe this, and this is faith. It is the same as drinking water together when you eat food. Only with water, your body can absorb nutrition and excrete waste. Likewise, when you practice the word to do, not to do, to keep, and to cast away diligently, The word will be observed in you, and it will become yours completely. If you finish this procedure before the Lord's coming again, that is, if you become the perfect man of truth, you will enter New Jerusalem where the throne of God is. Dear brothers and sisters in the Lord, likewise, it is truly a blessing to eat the flesh and to drink the blood of the Son of Man. Then, what should we do to long for this more and practice the word joyfully? As I told you earlier, first, we must understand the importance of eating the flesh and drinking the blood of the Son of Man. I tell you once again, we must understand the importance of eating the flesh and drinking the blood of the Son of Man. John 6:53 says, "So Jesus said to them, 'Truly, truly, I say to you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in yourselves.'" As it says, eating the flesh and drinking the blood of the Son of Man are directly related to our spiritual life, that is, salvation. Even though you are attending church diligently and serve for God doing many duties, or even if you have a great position in church, without eating the flesh and drinking the blood of the Son of Man, you cannot reach salvation. When Jesus said this, the Jews who watched him closely grumbled. And even his disciples couldn't understand this word. Even many of them left him. John 6:66 says, "As a result of this, many of his disciples withdrew and were not walking with him anymore." Did Jesus know this beforehand or not? He knew this result beforehand, but he delivered this spiritually deep message. And Father God let this recorded in the Bible for us in the future. Also, before Jesus was crucified, he shared bread and wine to his disciples and established the Holy Communion and left his word, "Do this in remembrance of me." Therefore, our believers have been having the Holy Communion at the important feast 3 times a year and listening to the shepherd's message about the flesh and blood of the Son of Man. Well, our church has so many spiritual subjects to preach. I'm serving in the word team, and I realize it is so natural to for our shepherd to preach new message every time. Well, he doesn't have enough time to preach new sermons for the whole year. However, Father God let our shepherd preach this message 3 times a year. It proves how important it is to eat the flesh and to drink the blood of the Son of Man. Then, why is it so important like this? For example, if you do not eat well, or if you eat something harmful to your body will become weak. You may even die. There is a sister who didn't eat meals well due to her busy schedule in her university. She had snacks or chocolates instead. Also, she wrote papers all night through and worked at a part-time job. Like that, she overworked her body It seemed okay at that time, but a few years later, she got a job after graduation, and she felt that she lost her stamina easily and her smooth skin roughened. Then she regretted so much. She later realized how important it was to eat meals well according to the justice for body. Also, one of the supporters of Sunday school said he always tried to provide enough snacks to our students because our students are the future of Mam Min. He wants to help them to grow up well as healthy young adults. Likewise, even physically, our bodies show the exact fruit of what we eat. Spiritually, it is more important what to eat. If we eat the flesh and drink the blood of the Son of Man, we can become men of truth. On the contrary, if we keep eating and drinking untruthful worldly things such as the lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, and boast of pride of life, we will become men of untruth. Then you are no more than a spiritual wimp. Just like people who are weak easily get tired and easily get sick, such people easily fall if they face any trial or affliction. So, we should eat the flesh and drink the blood of the Son of Man well. This is why it is important to eat the flesh and drink the blood of the Son of Man. So if you do not eat the flesh and drink the blood of the Son of Man, no matter how often you see the power through the shepherd and hear that God is alive and heaven and hell exist, you don't fully believe it in your heart and even doubt it. Also, even though our shepherd tries to lead us to New Jerusalem with sacrificing his life, you don't feel the love is for you, yourself. Some of you committed sins and went the opposite way of salvation because of this. Because you didn't cultivate your heart with truth and love, you couldn't feel, even though you received such great love. The incident of repentance on December 25th in the last 2010 is the miracle of love done by our shepherd who tried to save even these souls. A while ago, thanks to Mrs. Bong Lim Lee's consideration, I watched her counseling meeting for our church members. Well, spiritually, the prayer center is like a hospital or sanatorium. So mostly physically or spiritually sick people come to visit prayer center for their recovery or growth in faith. Mrs. Bong Lim Lee explained the word of God for each one and prescribed spiritual medicine for them. The common thing in each prescription was word summary and ceaseless prayer. Once again, I realized, that's right, if they lacken the word, that is, if they don't eat the flesh and drink the blood of the Son of Man, a red light comes on in their spiritual life. It causes problems in spirit and body. Now, I hope you understand how important it is to eat his blood, eat his flesh and drink his blood so that you can take the bread for your soul, the word of God, well, just as you eat meals three times a day. I pray that you can take the eternal life through it in the name of our Lord. To enjoy eating and drinking the flesh and blood of the Son of Man, I said firstly, we should understand how important it is. In order to have a longing heart and joyfully eat the flesh and drink the blood of the Son of Man, secondly, we ourselves should taste the joy and benefit from eating His flesh and drinking His blood. Dear brothers and sisters, if you want to taste it, you should try harder to practice the word, especially in trials. About this, you should try harder to practice the word, even in trials. About this, let me introduce a testimony which may challenge you in faith. A sister, the seventh grader, has been ostracized by other students, so-called bullying. She came to me for an advice. I have a counseling with her, with a heart of praying. I was newly appointed as the principal at the time, so I met her with a heart of praying. Then suddenly, I was reminded of what our shepherd said in his sermon. Bullying students are evil, but the student who receives it should also find a reason and resolve it. So, I consoled the sister first, and then I gave the word Proverbs 16:7, which says, "When a man's ways are pleasing to the Lord, he makes even his enemies to be at peace with him." I said, if you please God, He will move their hearts so that you can get along well with them together again. I planted faith to her and explained how to do in details. Thankfully, this sister kept practicing the word of truth as she had heard from the shepherd so far. She tried not to hate the students who gave her a hard time. Also, she looked back upon herself and tried to find out what kind of her deeds had made them feel uncomfortable. Also, she remembered she herself hated a friend and gave a hard time to her in her elementary school days. And so she repented of it. And she prayed and read the Bible more diligently than before. She tried hard to please God. However, this situation was not resolved as easily and quickly as we expected. It seemed nothing changed. But this sister believed the word with a pure heart and only kept on practicing the word. Then do you know what happened after all? She came to have friends in her class again. Also, the students who ostracized her became her friends again. This sister was so happy and glad, and she offered one day fasting to be changed more. And she also went to the shepherd to say thank you. Our students are so pretty. And our students are the fruit of tears of our shepherd, I feel. Dear brothers and sisters, what if she just gave up because the bullying was too hard? Or what if she didn't try to find the answer in the word of truth, thinking, they're just evil? Or what if she doubted, will they change even though I pray? And if she didn't try to practice the word of truth, she couldn't have smiled so brightly like now. There are many people in the world who are suffering from much stress because of their family problems or unsmooth social life. What if someone hates you, just like this sister went through? How would you do? Will you just avoid that person? Or will you hate him in return? Or will you, would you just oppress it? Jesus said in Matthew 5:44, "But I say to you, love your enemies and pray for those who will persecute you." Also, Jesus showed an example by praying for those who crucified him. Was he unhappy because he did so? No. He was happier than anyone else in this world, and his heart was in peace like the quiet ocean. It is because he didn't have hatred at all, but full of love and goodness. We can enjoy true happiness when we practice the truth like this. Those who have tasted this will try to make peace with all men. So after all, you will come into spirit through it. So even if you meet the similar kind of trial, you will win over the trial very easily. This is how to stand on the rock of faith and come into spirit quickly. Dear brothers and sisters in the Lord, a hymnal song number 498 has these words, "Once was painful trying, now it is perfect truth, trust. Once I have salvation, now the uttermost. Once it was ceaseless holding, now he holds me fast. Once it was constant drifting, now my anchor's cast." Is anyone in any trials now? Put your own will and emotion behind, but hold the word of truth. Remember the Bible verses you read and memorized so far, and dwell on it. Dwell on them one by one. Then you will find the will of Father God, and you will find how our Father God wants you to do. Now remember what the shepherd taught us when you pray. Then the Holy Spirit will give the answer in those words and give you the strength to act by those words. I hope you can pass through all the refinements in front of you so then you can take in the truth, the word of truth in you. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, we can taste the delight from eating his flesh and drinking his blood, not only when we pass the trial by practicing the word, but also when we receive blessing and answers. Let me introduce a testimony of a sister from the middle school. An adult member wanted to help a student regularly, so I recommended this sister. You must read the testimony of her healing. She was healed of a rare disease and of her eyes through the shepherd's power, and she's running with thanks diligently. But her family is not in good financial situation. So I was inspired of her, and I recommended this her to him. I told her this fact. Then she said a gracious story.
She said,
while she was listening to a sermon in a worship service, the word charity came into her heart. So she offered the charity offering out of her allowance. She received $30 a month. After offering tithe, thanksgiving offering, and sanctuary construction offering, she had to live a day with less than $1.
이런 작은 금액으로 하루를 생활하는 그런 자매님이셨습니다. 그런데 거기에서
even in that situation, she offered $2 for charity with her best.
어떻게 되었을까요? 바로 이렇게 구제를 하고 싶다고
Was that aroma of her heart offered to Father God? Unexpectedly, she came to receive a blessing of $50 through someone whom God inspired. We give glory. Let's give glory to Father God.
네, 이렇게 작은 것이라도 아버지 하나님의 말씀대로 순종해
Even if it was a trivial thing, because she practiced the word, I believe Father God received the aroma of her heart. And because she is a student, she doesn't have any income other than allowance from parents. Also, she cannot change her family situation. But she, by faith, because she was grateful for the grace of being healed, she practiced the word and God received this deed and blessed her with blessing. Dear brothers and sisters, likewise, when you pass the trial by practicing the word or when you receive answers and blessings, you can be glad to eating his flesh and drinking his blood. But only by trying to practice the word of truth, we can feel this taste. Once again, only by trying to practice the word of truth, we can feel this taste. It is the joy that you can never taste from worldly things. Psalm 119:103 says, How sweet are your words to my taste, yes, sweeter than honey to my mouth. Our mommy members come to worship on Sundays, even though the weather is so cold or hot, because you enjoy listening to the Word of God, and you know this verse very well. And let me share a testimony of a brother from middle school who experienced this kind of thing. This brother serves for Saturday praise and worship service voluntarily. He comes to church early on every Saturday. Well, one day he asked me this question. Principal, my baseball team will have a baseball game on next Saturday. Then, do I have to attend the worship service or do I have to go to the baseball game? At this, I didn't say what to do, but I said to pray about it first. On the next Saturday, he came to me and said gladly, Pastor, I didn't go to the game, but came to attend the service.
Oh, 자기 너무 쑥스럽다고.
She asked me to share this testimony on the altar, but she looked so proud and so happy. And I was so happy to hear that. On that day, I preached the message with tears in the grace of Father God. And I was so proud and I was so happy. He likes sports so much in his age. But because he loves God, the Lord, and the Shepherd, and because he longs for the worship service and his duty, he came to the church early on this Saturday, on the sunny Saturday. It impressed me so much. And no one told him to do so, but because he loves his given duty so much, he did it by himself. And I realized, Father God's effort to cultivate human beings is never in vain. And I was reminded of this verse. Romans 8:39 says, "Nor height, nor depth, nor any other created thing will be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord." I realized this. Just like nothing can sever the love of the Lord for us, nothing can sever the love of the believers who love the Lord and try to live by the world. Nothing, no pleasure in the world can sever our love for God, the Lord and Shepherd. Therefore, when Father God, the Lord and the Shepherd feel more than 90% for us, we can become the children of Spirit and Holy Spirit by filling the rest. After all, I realized this. I gave thanks to Father God. I pray in the name of our Lord that all of you may love God and try to practice the word so that you can enjoy the taste of eating the flesh and drinking the blood of the Son of Man every day. This student is not yet has not yet cast off all worldly things, but when he offered the heart of trying to practice the word, Father God received it joyfully. No matter how delicious food is in front of you, and somebody urges you to eat the food, only when you eat the food and you can, only when you eat the food, you will feel the taste of the food. So for many years, our shepherd has been preaching about this eating the flesh and drinking the blood of the Son of Man and explained that it is so delicious. Now we ourselves have to eat the flesh and drink the blood of the Son of Man as we listened to his message. Dear brothers and sisters in the Lord, let me conclude the message. One day, while I was singing praise during Daniel prayer meeting, I saw a vision of the Lord who was on the cross. And there was a sister praying near him. When the sister prayed, "Lord, I feel so tired and weary. I'm lonely." Then the Lord began to move his hands. Because she prayed like that, our Lord wanted to hold her hand, but he couldn't do so because his hands were nailed on the cross and he was in dehydrated state that he couldn't even move his hands, but he tried to hold stretch his hand with his best. He sacrificed everything for us sinners by being crucified, but still, he wants to give us something. I could feel, through this vision, I could feel his heart, and I shed tears from so much impression and thanks. The flesh and blood of the Son of Man, which are what we must eat and drink, is given to us by this sacrifice. Is there anyone of you saying, it's hard to eat his flesh and drink his blood? Please do not get disappointed at yourself, but remember the Lord who tries to stretch his hands to us even on the cross. Also, please remember our shepherd who wants to give more for the souls, even though he lost all his strength for us, because he knows this heart of the Lord. And then, please give a confession of faith that you can also live by the word before the Father God, the Lord, and the Shepherd. So I earnestly hope that we can eat his flesh and drink his blood delightfully. And moreover, I hope we can gain the eternal life. And moreover, I hope you can take the castle of the Shepherd in New Jerusalem in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
네, 다시 한번 복습해 보면요.
Once again, today, I explained the spiritual meaning of eating the flesh and drinking the blood of the Son of Man. It is what our shepherd explained. There was an impressive part in his book, My Life, My Faith. He The reason why he began to receive the explanation about the difficult verses in the Bible was that he wants to deliver the love, deep love, to many souls. It was not because he wants to become the wonderful pastor who knows the words in the Bible better than anyone else. Because he wanted to deliver the love of God to many souls, he fasted and prayed diligently to receive the explanation about the verses in the Bible. And his life has been like this, and these words we are receiving. And so we have to engrave those words in our hearts, and we have to practice the word. I explained about the meaning of this, and also I explained how we can eat the flesh and drink the blood of the Son of Man joyfully and delightfully. And first, we have to understand how important it is to eat the flesh and drink the blood of the Son of Man. And then, secondly, I told you we have to experience the joy of eating the flesh and drink the blood of the Son of Man by ourselves. And in order to do so, we have to try to practice the word even in trials, and also we have to practice the truth. And also, only if we practice the word, we can taste the taste of this. And I hope you practice this word so that you can joyfully eat the flesh and the blood of the Son of Man, drink the blood of the Son of Man, and so that you can enter New Jerusalem and into the Shepherd's Castle. Let's pray thinking over the message.
하나님 감사드립니다. 우리에게 값없이 주신 귀한 인자의 살갑이 귀한 참된 양식이 되어서 우리가 다시 한번 상고해 보았습니다. 아버지 하나님, 이제는 우리가 더 힘써서 또 사모하는 마음으로 또 즐거운 마음으로 이 참된 양식을 우리 안에 양식 삼아 나아갈 수 있기를 원합니다. 우리가 이제는 스스로 힘써 먹고 마셔 나아갈 수 있게 도와주시기를 원합니다. 아버지 도와주옵소서. 감사를 드리오며 우리
Thank you in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. We will receive the senior pastor's prayer for the sick. Please lay your hands on your sick part and on your chest for your desire of your heart. Hallelujah, Almighty God, our loving Father. Please lay your hands on all believers who are receiving this prayer now. Show your works at that transcend time and space on those who are receiving this prayer through GCN, Internet, and Satellite TV, in branch churches and local sanctuaries, and all other children of God around the world. Give them the faith to believe from heart, drive away negative thoughts and doubts, and drive away all tests and trials. From head to toe, all entrails, joints, nerves, tissues, and cells, whatever the sick parts may be, burn them with the fire of the Holy Spirit and the original light. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I command the enemy devil and Satan, all diseases, germs, and viruses, infirmities, go away, light come. Please scourge all their terminal and incurable diseases with the fire of the Holy Spirit. Drive away all endemic diseases, including malaria. All contagious diseases, including cold, flu, and fever, go away. Protect them from all kinds of germs and viruses. Heal them of all stomach, lung, liver, breast, uterine, and intestinal cancers, AIDS, leukemia, cerebral apoplexy, high low blood pressure, diabetes, thyroid problem, and heart, lung, and women's diseases, and all inflammations. Go away. Heal them of polio, stroke, arthritis, and herniated discs. Back pain, headache, neuralgia, and all other pains disappear. Epilepsy, autism, depression, neurosis, and other mental diseases go away. All kinds of paralysis be loosened. Get up, walk, and lead. Let the eyes see well. Let the ears hear well. Let the blind come to see, the deaf to hear, and the mute to speak. Heal them of the after effects of all kinds of accidents. Fix their broken bones. Restore them from burns. Let their heat and burning sensation go away. Be cleansed from all kinds of drug addictions, poisoning, and substance abuse. Let the dead nerves, tissues, and cells be regenerated. Give them the blessing of conception. Receive the blessing of conception. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command the enemy devil and Satan, the ruler of the power of the air, the evil forces of heavenly places and their servants, go away. Go away, evil, unclean force and deceitful spirits, separating spirits and all forces of darkness. Loosen the bones of wickedness, darkness, go away, light come. Father God, give them strength to cry out in prayer and the power to cast off sins and become sanctified. As their souls prosper, let all things go well with them and let their families be evangelized. Protect them from all kinds of accidents and disasters throughout this week and bless them to lead a prosperous life without any problem. With the fireworks of the Holy Spirit, heavenly hosts and angels, and your blazing eyes, protect all your children, their families, workplaces, and business fields. Give students wisdom and understanding, and give them enthusiasm and fervor to study hard. Please keep their hearts and their minds from worldly things, and let them love God more fervently. Whether your children eat or drink or in whatever they do, let them do it all to live a life glorifying Father God. Let them be able to testify about the living God, saying, I've met and experienced God and received His answers and blessings. Father God, thank you. Be glorified alone. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.